Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Sam was talking about this article and moving back home. And, you know, the judgmentalness of our society is now and has always been a real problem. And so, you know, I'll say this, you know, home, there's a reason why they call it home. You know, a safe place where you know people know you, you're comfortable, you can be yourself, and you know you're loved. So what's wrong with that?
It's a good question. Yeah, I mean, social media, I feel like, is one of the big roles to really amplify that judgment and that, like, boastfulness of kind of, quote unquote, being ahead of someone in your age group. Like, I, for example, you know, I have an apartment. I've been with my boyfriend for a while. You know, we're happy. I have a good job. Everything's great. But then I see, you know, oh, someone in my class just got married. Oh, someone in my class just bought a house. Oh, you know, yeah. Oh, they're traveling and doing all. It's hard to be so content with your life when people go out of their way to kind of show. And you know, I see those things and I'm like, well, I went to school like I was supposed to. I did everything I was supposed to do. Why am I not buying a house right now? Why am I not engaged? Why am I not going on all of these vacations when I did what I was supposed to do?
So let me say this to you. That's the part of social media that, you know, those people who are telling you about the great things and that they are doing and they're pushing forward and they're doing this, you know, when you see people who have accumulated things and things are just that, things over an extrapolated period of time, you know, unless you're blessed to be born into a family that has, you know, a lot of things, it takes time, and you should never allow what you see somebody else doing or somebody else has. You can't measure your life against theirs. And look, you're 23 years old. If somebody's married younger than that, you know, as somebody who's been married myself for over 42 years, you got plenty of time to get married, you know, and to buy a house and to do all of those things. Discover who you are first, and now all the rest of that will come afterwards. But you should never, ever, no one be concerned about those other things. Even though I'm not saying I was not different. I have the benefit of wisdom now based on my age that I could make these statements from that perspective. But I would say, you know, home, what was it? Click the heels three times and turn around and there's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. That's correct. And so you've got all your life to get out and experience what life is all about. Doesn't have to happen at such a young age, you know. Who do we have on the line?
Andy's calling from Beaver Dam.
Hey, Andy, how you doing? I bet you Andy got out at 15.
Yeah. Well, Earl, everybody in the 50s, 60s was, even when you were still kind of an adolescent, was expected to jump on it. You know, you got out of high school,
right? Okay,
what are you going to do? You know, get going, you know. And I went down to Milwaukee and stayed at the YMCA for about 65 miles away and tried to find out where I was and took a bunch of aptitude tests on what is now MATC. And I enrolled down there for a year, and then things got screwed up. And I finally, well, I'm going to, I've been pushing a pencil for so long, I'm going to try getting in the trade. So I joined the Carpenters Union as an apprentice, and I was down there. And then, you know, this kept on going, and my girlfriend was pursuing me real heavy at the time.
Yeah, you're a catch, man. You're a carpenter? Come on.
Yeah, well, and so I lived in Milwaukee for the 5 years, and then the last couple of years I was living down there married, and my bride had a boy who's 53 now. And then, but to get fast forward, I'm back here living about a half a block from where I grew up. And, you know, a lot of people say, oh man, what are you doing? You didn't get out and travel, or you didn't do this, or you didn't do that, you know? So it's just, everybody takes a different route. So it's hard to be critical of, like, the story you said where that woman moved back home at 45, and maybe she's helping her parents out.
Yes, she is. She is.
You know, so that's
well,
that's
but
good.
You, I mean, but you know what? You know what? Here's, you had an opportunity to join the trades. By joining the trades, you had a lifetime job that would allow you to get married, to buy a home, to do all those things and start early. I basically started early. I had a job at 18 years old that I kept for 34 years. So that, and it was a well-paying job. So it gave me the opportunity to leave the nest and basically, you know, go back from 18 to about 19. And you know, from 19, I think 19 to 20, I left at 18 and then had that little blip. And then from that point forward, never had to go back home. And because, you know, again, there were so many of us. But those times afforded us the opportunity to build our lives, right? I mean, that doesn't happen as much nowadays.
No, it's definitely, Earl, I feel sorry for young people nowadays.
So do I.
Because everything is so costly. And then you have other issues in your community and so forth where there's the kids are just, you know, everything is...
Yeah, it's a different world, man. It's a different world.
We're in a whole different time than we were 50, 55 or 45 years ago. So, but I just wanted to put my two cents worth in.
Well, your two cents was really well. And I do remember my dad saying to me when I would ask him, you made us get out at 18 years old. Why then are some of my other sisters and brothers still here at 23, 24? And you know what he said? He had wisdom. He said, there were those great job opportunities for you. They're not there.
They're not there
for your civil. He saw that. You know what I mean? That's where the wisdom of age comes into play.
Comes in big time.
Yeah, thank you very much, my friend. I really appreciate it. Let me ask you, are you still a catch today?
Am I still a catch? I'm trying, but I'm about 7 or 8 years older than you are, so I'm kind of, you know, not as hot as I used to be.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you very much for the call, my friend. You got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.